Each Little Lie, written by Tom Bale and read by Kate Rawson.
Chapter 1. He'd crossed her path before, but today was different. There was a flash of light as the man hurried across the patch of grass at the front of his property. Jen caught the glint of sunlight on metal, the sense of something falling. For most of August, he'd been running later than normal, which made her wonder if his schedule, like hers, was influenced by the school holidays. As usual, he was carrying a couple of his mysterious boxes, cradling them awkwardly in both arms, as if the contents were precious rather than heavy. On some mornings he took his car, a Nissan X-Trail, that was parked at the curb. On others, like today, he was being collected. A white Subaru waited in the road, engine running. The driver, a middle-aged woman, had already thrust the passenger door open. Until recently, the man had often attempted eye contact, and sometimes a cryptic smile, to acknowledge that their routines had coincided yet again. Perhaps he'd secretly hoped she would ask what those boxes contained. But a couple of weeks ago, she'd been crossing the road by the hospital when his X-Trail came blasting around the corner and nearly ran her down. Since then, she'd made a point of ignoring him, and he must have got the message. Without so much as a glance in her direction, he crouched and manoeuvred himself onto the seat, propping the boxes on his knees. The car was already moving as he pulled the door shut, the woman accelerating with unnecessary vigour towards the junction with Bristol Gardens. As Jen drew level with the man's property, she had to shield her eyes with one hand. The low morning sun had set the windows ablaze. Perhaps that was what she'd noticed. No. After a month of hot weather, the scrap of lawn was parched and pale, so it wasn't difficult to see what the man had dropped on the grass. A set of keys. Instinct took over. Discarding her sports bag, Jen snatched up the keys and ran. In a past life, pre-motherhood, she had been a dedicated runner and climber. Even now, at 34, she was light on her feet and very fast. She made it to the end of the street in seconds, but the Subaru was already too far away. Checking the road was clear, Jen stepped out and waved to attract the driver's attention. A flash of brake lights gave her hope, only for the car to take a sharp turn left and disappear. Jen stood for a moment with her hands on her hips. Now what? The grumble of an engine reminded her that she was in the middle of the road. A delivery van rolled towards her, the driver frowning even as he checked out her body. She was dressed for work, which meant trainers, tracksuit bottoms and a baggy T-shirt. Not baggy enough, perhaps. She jogged back to the house, aware that the keys in her hand now represented a problem. Unless... She rang the doorbell, waited a few seconds, then knocked loudly. She couldn't recall having seen anyone else coming or going, but that wasn't to say the man didn't have a partner or family. Should she put the keys through the letterbox? It was almost 9:30. She had to be at work for 10, and the bus service in Brighton wasn't always reliable. Ideally, she needed somebody to open the door, take the keys, and let Jen get on with her day. Retreating across the grass, she squinted at the upper windows. No hint of movement. She turned in a slow circle, hoping someone had seen her predicament and was coming to help. Mislaid his keys, did he? Don't worry, I'll take them for you. Regency Place was a curious but not unattractive mix of terraced houses, new builds and small apartment blocks. Jen's own flat was about 10 minutes' walk away, up the hill. This house was one of only three modest two-storey homes, squeezed between a row of lock-up garages and a plot of fenced-off waste ground. Directly opposite was a longer terrace, but it was positioned side-on to the road, so the occupants of the end house had only a limited view across the street.